dog is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred, no time for move faking. Gots to get to loose so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like we will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real.
Welcome back. We are back with the scenario. We are back. Matt, what's going on, my man?
I'm out here, man. What's the word?
Man, we all good, man. We're going to get into this NCAA drama, and we're going to do scariest things, the real scary things that black people are scared of.
Top 10. Yeah. Top 10 things top that black people are.
We're going to table the finest woman, because Dub told me he's like, you got to be on here for that.
That's right.
So we did. And we need time.
I wasn't ready for that either. Yeah, I've forgotten all about this.
Yeah, so I wasn't ready for that. Let's go ahead and jump in our emails, man. This first one's from Ivory Guy. He says, the fact y'all think Katie Holmes is a prize knocks all legitimacy for y'all top 50 list. Y'all tripping. Same guy that got mad about, he's got to axe the grind with us about Stacey Dash. Because I went back and listened to the last show, and we wouldn't like fawning over Katie Holmes like that.
I'm going to go back and listen to it now. Yeah. I don't remember.
Dude, it was not like that at all. So, Ivory, man, I can't fool you on that. It's not going to take away the fact that Stacey Dash is top 50 of all time. It's not going to take it away.
No, she's in there.
Yeah. I mean.
She's in there. So
she made King Magazine in her 40s.
Hey, do you kind of like porn stars and like that? Like, can you be a bad enough porn star that you can be in the top 50?
No, because I think the fact that you haven't seen them get fucked, like in a real way.
Mm-hmm.
Not even acting, because I give you Halle Berry. Stacey Dash has sex scenes, all that too. But the fact that you've seen them take a DP really kind of takes the whole fantasy away, almost, to me. Is that, do you feel, I mean, like.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, I just.
That's the fact I said DP.
That's just an extremely aggressive place to go to right away. Well, that's fair.
Well, who would you have put in there?
No, I don't know. I wasn't even.
Oh, you
I
were was just putting it out I was just to, putting for the people to start out. Thinking in their head.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if we're going to try to do a comprehensive top 50.
I mean, there are some fine ones. But I don't know, are they celebrity fine, which is a whole other different thing. You got to walk around with their presence.
Yeah.
You got to have some kind of thing, not just fine.
Yeah, they have like 200,000 followers on Twitter. They're famous.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
But I'm saying, fine, it could be the baddest girl in your high school, could be fine, but she ain't fine. She go to Atlanta, D.C., New York, and she's on average.
I went to U-City. We had some real ones in there.
No, that's a problem. But I'm just saying, though. Maybe one out of those classes will go somewhere else, maybe. And most people's high schools can go somewhere and be like...
But all those broads got to come from somewhere, you know? I mean, Stacey Dash went to high school with somebody, you know?
Yeah, but y'all got a porn star that came out there, too. Out of U-City, too.
Do we?
Yeah.
Which one?
I mean...
Oh, all right.
I mean, you might know her real name. I
don't know.
Luscious Lewis.
I don't know.
I'll have to show you a picture.
Okay, that's fine. We can do it later.
Yeah. Ivory, man, I can't get with you on that, man. I don't think the masses would even... I don't even think the masses would even appreciate none of that either.
I know somebody from Toledo, where Katie Holmes is from, said he bumped into her with Chris Klein from American Pie, like... 20-something years ago.
That's what she was kicking it with.
Yeah, just in Toledo in a movie theater.
Most of them regular shit. Getting a number 3 on the board at...
Said she was cool as hell. Tall as hell, but cool as hell, though.
Hmm.
They're like 5'9".
Oh, she's pretty tall. Damn, yeah, that's real tall for a girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up, this one's from 24 Grish. He says, top 3 things that scare me as a black man, no particular order. Letters from the IRS, overly flirty, drunk white women.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That is, damn. Gresh, you owning something with that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Multiple missed calls from different family members.
Yeah.
Also, I want to know how you guys feel about all the fake kumbaya moments that took place this past Sunday throughout the NFL. I personally have not watched any football this year, but I can honestly say I lost interest over a year ago before all this Kaepernick controversy. I co-signed Kaepernick's stance 100%. I think he has played this brilliantly. However, what would happen to all these woke, with quotes, people if he does get a job? I see these fools running to buy merchandise and doing victory laps as if anything was truly accomplished. Trump actually provided these owners with a PR favor by allowing them to display a form of fake solidarity with their players. How do y'all see this playing out? Ultimately, the only pro football conversation I'm interested in is what it would take to develop a black-owned league. Do you all think this is even possible? Peace, keep up the good work. He's out of Arizona too, man. I won't put your government name out there, man. But Title 24 Gresh, man.
Now, well, you know, I asked that question on Facebook.
What was the response that people said?
I mean, nobody really answered the question. Like, nobody really.
Like, what happens if he does get signed?
Well, my thing was, I'm trying to get to my Facebook page right now because I did it last week, so it shouldn't be too far down. My question was real simple when it came to that, and I think it's a bigger topic, you know, to broach. Is that here's what I said. I said this last week. I said, if or when Colin Kaepernick, who has stated that he actively is ready to rejoin the NFL, joins an NFL team, do boycotters on behalf of his cause continue to go against the league? It seems as if that would be opposing means at that time, because if we stop supporting, because then we'd have to stop supporting Kaepernick by association of him being in the league he's employed by. So essentially what I'm saying right there is that, you know, if you're not going to, or you can, is it about Cap or is it about the NFL or what? Because Cap wants to be in the NFL.
Yeah, it's not like he like, nah, I ain't doing that. I'm going to start my own league, the KFL.
Right, right.
The Kaepernick football.
He's not going to Canada. He's not going
to Brazil. Because he probably could have. I know Brazil. I know that.
Yeah, there's a Canadian team with his rights already. You know,
who's
so,
got his rights?
One of them. I don't know those.
But so they, how do you get a rights for somebody that's not trying to play in your league?
You draft them. Same way that you can
draft. So you can draft anybody, even if they're in another league.
Yeah, that's the way that, like, baseball players get
drafted. I know that happens in baseball, but
well, yeah, but it,
same thing, I guess.
Yeah, it happens.
You could switch the pick if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, you've got more picks in baseball. You can draft people on talent just because. I mean, you know, remember the Yankees drafted John Elway, and then he was like, yeah, I'm going to come play because I'm not going to play with the Colts.
Right.
So I'm going to stay around as long as I can until I get this football thing worked out. You know, Russell Wilson got drafted by the Rockies. You know what I mean? It happens all the time. But anyway, that's my question, though. I say, you know, so what's it really about? What's the next step? And a lot of the answers I got back were kind of where either it got ideological, you know, without answering the question directly, you know, because to me, if Cap wants to be in the league, that's null and void to the point. You can't say that I'm supporting Cap by boycotting something that he will go back to when he gets a call to go back and do it. Like, are you going to continue to boycott the league, therefore boycott him too?
Yeah.
It's a catch-22. And I get the people to say it's about the ideology and all of that, but there's just as many people that are saying, all right, well, I'm going to support the NBA. You know, the NBA don't be wilding like that. So the NBA doesn't even let teenagers join its league. Like, it literally restricts its ranks and is trying to peel it back even further. They do selective employment. You know, until
I mean, football does too.
But the thing about it is football's always done that though. The NBA legitimately just stopped doing it. And you don't have the same safety concerns. The NFL needs to do that. You shouldn't be able to play in the NFL when you're 18 years old.
Unless you're Adrian Peterson.
I saw it, but that
first year.
It's not about how good you are. It's about what your body at a particular age is ready for. You should not be able to, no matter how good you might look, because you have one guy. There was only, for a while, there was only one Kevin Garnett. And then 10 years later, you had people missing the entire draft and not able to go to college. So you can't make those exceptions, no matter how good he is. Mike Williams, which one?
USC.
He left and got excluded from the draft for a year because of that.
I think that messed up his career, that whole thing.
But I get that. He should have stayed in school. He tried to challenge a rule that was in place already.
But remember, the rule got stricken down because somebody's career challenged it. He kind of really got fucked because he said, he came in this on the Supreme Court said, oh yeah, y'all can do that. And he's like, okay, if we can do that now, I'm going to take advantage of it.
Right, but
he's one of the people I think should have been let back into college.
Yeah, but now you're asking for another professional sports league that's known as the NCAA.
Yeah.
To act
and we'll get into that a little bit later.
Yeah, we'll definitely touch on that. But I mean,
I guess, and then he signed his agent probably already.
That's the thing. Like, he gave up his amateurism. Like, if you're going to go in, remain an amateur, and you might have had a case to be able to get it back. But, you know, cats want that money. They want that.
Oh, you think if he wouldn't decide when the agent said, I'm going to go in with no agent signed?
Well, yeah, because he would have had a loophole. He could have easily went back to the courts and said, hey, listen, I'm still an amateur. I haven't done this, haven't done that. But he did it. You can't do that in any sport.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't cash out, become a pro, and then try to give it back. It just doesn't work that way. But every sport has their problems. So my thing is you can't just vilify one, but then turn a blind eye while running to another one.
But it does seem like football players do be on way more suffering shit, though, in general.
Like in life?
Yeah.
How?
Just like the way they kind of move. And I think it's a thing of being of like maybe because they're always just a basketball players, period. Mm-hmm. Football players are number one. They get paid
football less. Players are, should be jealous of every athlete sport, and every other sport.
But particularly basketball, because I think in general, like they kind of jockey around in the same circles.
They are jealous of baseball players. Deion Sanders was talking about that on, on Shaq's podcast.
No, but I'm talking about particularly black players. They kind of basketball players and football plays kind of in the same circle. So, like, if you play basketball and I play football and we both at the club or we both hanging out at the golf tournament, everybody gonna know who you are, though. They ain't gonna know me unless I'm one of the top 20 players. I could be top 50 and you may not know why I'm
Well, and both of them want to be rappers. So, I mean,
so both of them had enough mix CDs regardless.
Yeah, athletes want to be rappers. Rappers want to be athletes. That's just how it works.
But, I mean, but in general, it just seems like, and maybe it's just recently, it feels like they're more vocal when it comes to their, I guess, their politicalization, I would say.
Well, everybody's a little bit more vocal, but they...
Yeah, but it seems like basketball players are on board a little bit earlier.
Well, hey, man, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, and I can see why people would have that perception. But it's a lot. But it's more players in football, so you feel like it's worse. You only got to get 10 other dudes though to go do a protest with you on a basketball team.
Yeah, I mean, and the NBA has also had the benefit of being able to
player lead too, though.
Well, no, the NBA has had the benefit of being able to react on the second hand too. Like they.
Oh, Adam Silver played this so good.
Yeah, they've watched everything that hasn't happened, and they positioned it in the best possible way for themselves.
Everything that the NFL do, Adam Silver literally comes out with a press release right afterwards, like,
"Hey, we're not."
Everything he said. We'll let you do.
Yeah, they get a chance to be reactionary on the other end, and that's fine. I mean, because the NBA still is the third highest grossing professional league in the country. You know, so, I mean, you know, they don't have the same sphere of influence. No matter how popular a couple of their players are as a whole, their product is still the third most popular one in the country.
Yeah.
You know, and we just had the first person from the second one take a knee this weekend.
Yeah. And which was interesting to me, that was him.
Why?
I don't know. I feel different with him. Like this, like.
And we're talking about Bruce Maxwell, who's a catcher from the Oakland Athletics,
right.
Who took the knee.
Yeah.
Before the Oakland's game on Saturday night.
I don't know. I would have thought if I woke up from a coma after 1 week, he's like, yeah, it's a baseball player. I was like, word, who was it McCluskey? I just started naming off Fowler. I started naming off all these black players. And he's like, oh, no. You got to rear it back a little bit.
Well, he's black.
Yeah, but I'm saying visually, what you would think. You would think like a, you know, dark-skinned dude, you know.
Why would we think a dark-skinned dude? No, a light-skinned dude started it.
I know that, but I'm just saying for baseball, because all the light-skinned dudes you think are Puerto Rican in general in baseball.
Oh.
My uncle has a whole joke about that about... Because he's like, you just stayed in baseball, you just had to change your name to Free Sun, and then you would have probably gotten into baseball.
That's terrible.
But that's what I'll say. I'll say it visually. You're like, I guarantee white people are like, oh, the Hispanic dude didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do. He thought everybody was
doing. Well, he did it in the right place because they stand an ovation for him the next time up.
It's Oakland.
But
it's Oakland.
Okay? Yeah, it's
you do
California.
That in, let's see.
I mean, put it this way.
Be a Texas Ranger and do
the
that.
The New England Patriots got booed at home.
That's what I'm saying. Oakland is a city that you can't do it in and everybody will cheer you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Actually, it probably is the best city.
Yeah, maybe.
If you're going to do it, but neither here nor there. So, but you think that people aren't, you know, as really down with this as they may seem, like he's saying? I'm confused with it, honestly.
To me, most of it is a reactionary decision that isn't focused on a final outcome, period.
Yeah.
I love the sentiment. I love what we're trying to do. But the mobilization point is odd for me.
Like, what is the common goal? Like, the Montgomery Boys boycott, it was to be able to sit at any part in the bus.
What do you expect to have the outcome be?
Yeah, counters, you want to be able to sit at the front of the lunch counter.
Do you just want to be heard? Or what do you want to do? Like, you're not going to end the NFL. Like, it's just not going to happen. Yeah. So, I just kind of wonder what the point of it is. And my thing about it is I believe everybody should be able to do whatever they want to do. I mean, protest how you want to protest. I'll never speak against that. You know, do what you need to do to stand up for the points that you want to stand up for. But I myself am more geared towards things that have absolute outcomes. If I do this, this is going to happen. Or we have the opportunity for this to happen by doing this.
Yeah.
Not watching the NFL, they don't care. The people that spend money with them are still writing them those checks. they're still getting paid by their advertisers. So if you really want to say you're going to boycott the NFL, you have to boycott everything that makes the NFL what it is. Marriott.
That's so hard.
Though. FedEx.
Yeah.
It is hard. And I don't. And I think that there's not too as many people. There's too many people that don't have a full awareness of how that how the industry works that are just deciding to be vocal and be seen and be heard and make a statement and use hashtags and do all that stuff as opposed to really if you want to cut the serpent's neck, you got to really go after all them snakes that are around there. You have to go after all of them. Like, you
it's
can't
a long
just,
list. You got to pay the list of all those sponsors and say, well, we ain't supporting none of these.
Yeah, you have to stop it. Like, if you wear Nikes, you're contributing. If you drink Gatorade, you're contributing. If you're staying at Marriott's, you are contributing. If you are at FedEx, if you accept a package from FedEx, you are contributing. You are doing all of these things to all these people or what keeps the NFL alive. If you use Amazon, you are contributing. Like, all of these things, are that's how the game works, you know. The only way that you impact change in media and in entertainment as a whole, and don't get confused, this isn't rec league football. This is a massive entertainment company, which is what the NFL is. You have to attack the sponsors that enable them to be who they are. Other than that, it doesn't matter.
What did you think about your boy Ray Ray going to two knees?
Going out there talking about I dropped on a knee and this is about, oh, I sat in the chair next to him and I said I would never do this and I still didn't do it. I'm watching young kids just confused. Everybody confused. Nobody don't know what they're talking about. What am I gonna do if I'm gonna stand up, if I'm gonna grab hands, if I'm gonna interlock, what am I gonna do? So I walked away, JB, and I didn't drop on one knee in order to protest. Boom, I dropped on two knees, both knees, so I can simply honor God in the midst of chaos.
And Ray, hold on. So you are passionately making this point, which, by the way, you were very passionate in our production meeting as well. So put a little bit of context on this. The reason you mentioned Shannon, meaning Shannon Sharp, your former teammate, why are you mentioning him? What does he have to do?
He goes out and tells somebody why he's so disappointed in me.
And you.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I'm 42 years old with six kids. I'm a grown man. So to be disappointed in me, it really like sparked me. And now all of these people are going off his sound bites of how he's so shocked that I dropped on a knee to protest. Really? You got my phone number, brother? A friend picks up the cell phone and said, bro, what was your intention? What were you doing? You saw my mouth moving. I asked
and your mouth moving was because?
Friend. Now, this makes me ask you a real a serious question. I have First Amendment rights, myself. We got people standing. We got people bowing. We got people don't even want to respect the flag. If we want to make it right, make it through two ways. You can only stand or pray.
Well, you have it like that and chose to
pray.
So to be clear about this, you didn't drop on one knee as you said you wouldn't do because you disagreed with that form of protest, but you dropped on two knees. I never will agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you maintain that position.
I do too much with the military. I do too much for cops. I do too much meeting with high-level officials trying to fix the problems in these...
Like he was assuming the position he deserved to be in.
I was thinking the same shit when I saw it.
Did you hear his response?
Yeah, he's like, I go down to pray.
To saying Shannon Sharp,
yeah.
Call him.
Yeah,
we need to cut that into the show. Yeah. And play that.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that in there. I'm gonna put the timestamp. Yeah.
So I mean, like, but yeah, that's the thing. Like, come on, Ray. Like, I've never taken a knee. I've done too much with the police officers. I've done too much. Like, nobody gets less of the point and defends it than Ray Lewis.
Nah, man. I think he's on some the real. He's the reverse of the spook that sat at the front
door. Are we sure O.J. Simpson is the Night King?
Yeah, he started all these motherfuckers.
All right.
Like, he's the... Okay, he may not be the worst, but he started this shit. What was that song about A-Bone Injury? We started this shit.
Yeah, we gonna finish this shit.
And O.J. get out in less than 2 weeks. So...
We are gonna have an O.J. release spectacular.
We should. That's exactly... With all the OJ hits,
mm-hmm.
Literally. But no, he is the Night King. But I think because Ray is like in the Baltimore Ravens organization now, I wonder if they're using him as a fucking mouthpiece. Hey Ray, go out there, man. I'm gonna cut you a check for that little $50,000, man. Just go out there and link up arms, but do something.
I guarantee you, they do that. He'd be happy to do it. I'll tell you that much.
juggling balls down there.
Mm-hmm. Double entendre.
And then his hair was looking mighty, mighty dukesy. Like, it was looking like he was at that Beijing going on.
Speaking of this, did you see that Sports Illustrated cover?
Uh-uh.
That had LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Roger Goodell linked up. Like, and they was in their protest arms. It was a Photoshop thing, of course. Mm-hmm. But they had in response to the weekend with Trump.
Oh.
And the weekend of all the comments and how, yeah, I don't want to take your tagline from you, but what protesting has become in the NFL.
It's just a hashtag.
Man. It's become the dab.
It's the dab. Is this in the planking? Is this planking, man?
Mm-hmm.
I seen random like newscasters and stuff in a studio taking a knee. I was like, oh, get the fuck out of here. ABC 10 in Des Moines, Iowa. We're taking a knee.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. It wasn't ABC 10 in Des Moines because I know one of my homegirls, my boy fiance worked for them. It wasn't y'all. I'm just throwing out a random news station before Jody hit me up and be like, it wasn't my station. Shout out to you though, Jody. But the last part is email. Do you think that we could do a black only league?
No.
Nah.
No.
That's one thing that I think that we...
For what?
But not even just that. I think historically, we look at the Negro Leagues. Half the Negro League teams were owned by white owners.
Yes.
And I think that a lot of people don't know that, though. When they, you know what I'm saying? When they think about, oh, well, we had the Negro Leagues. We had, like, the Harlem Globetrotters and, you know, all these barnstorming teams. But half those teams were owned by white people.
My thing is about this is that why do we always want to try to huddle things up and take it back in and have it all for ourselves when we have the ability to take over things as they are established already? We don't have to go back to our own corner and try to say we need to have everything be black this, black that. We can take over things that are out there right now.
It's already established.
If we put a plan together and go out and stick to it, act proactively as opposed to reactively, and just go after what use the skills that we have access to building. I mean, there's more African Americans that have been to college in the last 30 years than at any other point in time. Like, ever. But we've gotten so accustomed to being so selfish to wanting to make sure that we always uplift our own personal wealth and our own personal way of living that we never really realize that we're still at least a generation behind in making gains of the things that we picked up.
And maybe
we don't need a black football league. We don't need that. You got a brother that's the president of the Players Association in NFL.
Which I think he's doing a bad job. But that's
well, that's fine, but he's but there, though. He's so, there. Like, that ability to have that access is there. It's not like, I'm even at the point where we don't even need to keep counting black people that are in these prestigious positions.
The first black person to
like,
be
yeah, get out of here. The first black person to open up a shoe store in Maine. Like, I don't care. Things like that aren't exceptional to me anymore. They're what I expect to see happen. So, I mean, why can't we do that? A black man just bought a Major League Baseball team today. Derek Jeter, along with Bruce Sherman, who is a white businessman, but he's a black man who's in on the ownership.
Just adding to his lexicon of Hall of Fame-dom.
Yeah, I mean, he's there. I mean, like, he's out here doing it, and he's using his access for the things to do.
He's the second. Magic Johnson.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Magic is barely involved in that team. Like, Derek Jeter is about to actually be involved in all the business aspect,
okay.
Making baseball decisions. Like, he's going to be a visible black owner
and
president. I mean, he's not going to be president of the team.
Not majority stake, but a minority stake.
He's going to have an active hand in involvement and not just be a face for the team that gives it credibility like Magic Johnson was.
Gotcha.
Magic's in on the Lakers. Like, he's not.
So he's basically Jay-Z to the Nets.
Yeah.
Not Jay-Z to the Nets.
Yeah, basically. But at any rate, we don't need to go back to our corner anymore. We need to take the fight out in the middle of it and go out there and get strategic about infiltrating businesses and infiltrating the things that we have problems with, because the only way that you can truly, truly affect change, it's not about trying to attack it and beat on it and break in. You got to get in there. You got to get inside of it. And you got to win from within. And we can do that. We got plenty of smart people. We got the initiative. We got the hustle. If you hide a little bit about what it is that you really are there for, and fool the right people and get in there and really be covert right about how you're going about it.
You be a real spook and set at the door.
But then you get in there and then you start, you get some power. So you raise up, then you start hiring people. Then you start hiring black people to come in. And you start to begin to, man, this looks different around here than it used to. Yeah, I wonder why. And then those people raise up and then they go out and then somebody ends up getting on a board of directors. And then a board of directors ends up becoming a CFO. And then you get money and that money can go out here and you've changed it. At that point, you've affected change systematically. And you have to not, we have to stop looking at that as taking a knee in a proverbial way, saying that if we're not out on the front lines fighting, we aren't fighting at all. No, we got to be fighting and using the access that we have.
But I also think there's different types of battles that we need to have too, though. We need the people out on the front lines.
You got
to
have this, yeah.
You basically got different types of soldiers.
I agree. 100% agree. I 100% agree that you have to attack these things from multiple different angles. You can't just say, oh no, what those people are doing out in the streets is wrong. And it's not wrong. There's some things out there that are bad tactics in my mind. And there's some things that aren't being productive, but you have to be seen and you have to do it. And I think that there's been plenty of people that have been seen and disrupted without destroying.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I'm never going to be on the side of that.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be on the side of destroying, because people always say, you know, there were people here saying, you know, come and take these neighborhoods back and do all this. I'm like, I live in that neighborhood, you know, saying that, you know, that that's not that that's their neighborhood. Well, if we are doing the right things, we need to be in those neighborhoods, too. We need to be. I mean, I'm talking about taking over everything. I'm not talking about waiting for a turn at the table and waiting for all these things. We have the ability, we have the guile, we have the smarts, and we most certainly have the endurance as a people to do anything we want to do. So let's get out here and really get it done. So I don't want any more black leagues. I'm all good with black business. Make that happen. I think that business is a massive way to make sure that you continue to be upwardly mobile financially. Mentally, that's important. We can't don't sell short how important it is mentally to be calling your own shots and feeling empowered by that and legitimately being empowered. But we gotta do more planning and more sequencing than just reacting to the point afterwards. And there's a whole lot of that that's going on that I'm just not okay with.
Right. Yeah, that's real. I mean, this we're in troubling times, as my uncle would say. We're in trouble. So let's get into one of my favorite topics, the NCAA and the University of Louisville, which they just got nixed in general, just because there was just so much going on before with Louisville. But to give you all an update, that those that may not know, it's the feds kicked in the door basically on the NCAA and took down 10 assistant coaches I think they got. They're trying to charge them with wire fraud, which is basically moving money around and nobody can tax it. it's the new tax evasion.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it's just saying like, yeah, we don't know how you're moving this money around. We're gonna hit you for wire fraud. That's all wire fraud is. Is just saying we don't know how you're moving this money around. So basically, players were getting paid through Adidas through like two or three different channels, and coaches were steering their players to go to certain financial advisors when they went pro, or to keep that money, or whatever it may be. So it all went down because one financial advisor got busted for some security frauds. So he got in the box and was like, oh, I got some more shit y'all want to, well, you know, I mean, can I get, you know, I'm looking at 7. How about we go with 2? No, we think you're gonna do 7. No. I'm trying to tell you what I know gonna get you give me. You might just give me probation after I tell you all I know.
Right.
So he starts singing like a canary. So it goes down.
He was Weebe.
Yeah, he was Weebe. He just started taking bodies.
Yeah, I'll just take this. What else
you want? Hold on. So I get a pastrami sandwich too? Give me a pastrami and 2 Cokes. I'll take as many bodies as you want.
Yo, put some horseradish on that.
I'll take as many bodies as you want. And that's one of the most gangster scenes, because he already knew he was getting life. Mm-hmm. He was just like,
I'll take that one.
I did that one.
And that's why at the end of the show, him and Chris were sitting there
on the gate talking.
Gapped up. OGs. Going to be good for the rest of their life. They have probably had about, how many bodies did the two of them have on each other? Have? Like, if you had to guess.
We saw Chris Parlow at least 50.
Yeah.
Now, we caught Weebe at the end of his run.
Weebe was
we saw 10.
Yeah, Weebe was on the way down.
So And then remember, he helped the Barksdales eat take over the towers.
I'd say probably about between the two of them. I'd probably say about 300 between two of them.
Yeah, and it's probably about right.
150 each.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Cause think we saw Chris Parlow when he was getting pop. We saw Chris Parlow after he got the platinum single.
Yeah, we saw Parlow about 10 years before we saw Wee Bay.
And we saw Wee Bay when he was on the Soul Tour at the end, where he was like with five different acts.
Yes.
You know where he was.
Wee Bay was performing with the R&B throwback groups.
He was Paulo, Carl Thomas.
Parlow was on the solo.
He was solo. He was open. He wasn't an opening act. He was the star of the show.
No. He was on the Bruno Mars tour.
He put a 24 karat
magic murder tour.
So that's three. Yeah, about three. Because, dude, think about, remember they, how many bodies they said that they put up in the abandoned cribs with Chris? It was like in the 60s, 70s that they was like, we don't even know how many bodies is up in all these abandoned buildings.
Yeah. Yep.
They said we'll just be kicking in abandoned buildings for the next years and just finding out bodies in there.
Yep. I bet you it's like that downtown, too, St. Louis. I bet you it is, too.
I bet you it is, too.
Not the job I want.
No. But so basically, then the Suit Man gets involved.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows who the Suit Man is. It's the dude that's got the hookup with the suits or whatever. You know, it's, man, I can get it for China real quick, though. You know, it's always one dude that got the fabrics on the low.
Nigga is selling Amazon Fire Sticks.
There you go. But this dude was the suit guy of the Amazon Fire Sticks.
Yeah.
So this is the same guy people remember in 2013-14 that got lumped up on video by Dominique at the Atlanta Hawks game because... basically, he hooked up Dominique with a free suit. Dominique, in turn, was supposed to hook him up with some other people or buy some more suits. Dominique said, whatever. You know, like, okay, you hook me up with a suit, good looking. I get free shit all the time. Appreciate it. Maybe I'll come back around to you. He was like, no, you didn't hook me up. I hooked you up with a free suit. I want my suit back.
Mm-hmm.
Nick said, come get it.
Mm-hmm.
He saw him at the Hawks game. Nick is 6'8". Homeboy is my size. I don't know what he was thinking in this situation. Number one, who are you going to re-give this suit to? Dominique is 6'8". Who are you going to re-give this to?
Yeah, that's...
that's number one. Before you even go into the dynamics of... it ain't going to the Hot Life Factory to fight Nick.
Yeah, you don't fight pro athletes.
No, period. But even if Nick was in a wheelchair, you don't go to the place that he helped build and try to fight him.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, you just...
It could be the point of letting go. It could be the point of
it could be the better.
Point of letting go.
One more time.
It could be the point of letting
third
go.
Time for charm.
It could be the point of it could be the point of letting go.
No catch 22s. Point guard flow.
It could be the
scared money don't make money. Be your own boss, make more than they make from you. Gotta lose old friends, cause some of them cancerous. Let go and make different moves, everybody can't dance with you. Know that you pray to God, make room so he'll answer you. I chose to leave Cooley High, but I love him, we family, bruh. Gotta leave home sometimes, see from a different view. Let go of control sometimes, and watch how some others move. Everything is a chess game, I learn how to play well. Let go of them lame dudes, peace out the whack females. Go get you a real one, so you learn how real love is. My people said go ahead, I'm on it like Kim Fields. Facts, facts, facts. These are the facts of life. If you get it wrong, let it go so you can get it right. The point of letting go, the major sign is from the start. It's because God wanted us to sign with the rock.
It could be the point of letting go. It could be the point of, it could be the point of letting go. Oh, it could be the point of letting go.
All right, we're back. We was checking to see an alarm going off on the car. We both all got up like, oh, what's going on? This is a long alarm. This ain't no consistent alarm. But so anyway, if you don't go to somebody's home that they built where everybody there loved them.
Yeah, you don't do that.
And a dude that's 6'8".
And I guarantee you, here's the thing about going at the guys that are rich. They have plenty of people around them. That aren't gonna let you get to them and mess up the money.
There you go.
It's just not gonna happen.
So the suit man, he gets lumped up. It's on video. If you go on YouTube, Dominique Wilkins beats up guy. It's on YouTube. Somebody was recording it because we live in that age where nothing happens without somebody recording it.
That's fair.
And I think I wanted to know how did somebody. Well, I guess they were arguing. They were like, "Ooh, Dominique is still on this dude. Let me get my camera up." And so this is begin before the game is started. You know, Neek is there early trying to floss. He, you know, he had a little female with him and everything. You know, he chilling.
I've heard Dominique was the king of Atlanta.
Oh, he's the first king. And his prince of thieves is someone you just mentioned earlier in this podcast, Mr. Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Was the prince of Atlanta.
Deion. Deion.
They ran them two, ran Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then a close second to be Big Meech.
No.
I mean, if you want to talk about overall, he's maybe probably Jermaine Dupree or something like that.
Big Meech is probably actually first.
Yeah. It might be Dominique then. Dominique, because he was there and he kind of helped build the city to where.
I don't know. Probably Big Meech is probably first.
Is that Big Meech's head up? Maybe.
Anybody that's got killers is always first.
And he was the one that actually made a turn, make it rain.
Yes.
Off of him.
He's Big Meech is first.
Big Meech's first. Then it's Dominique.
Yeah. Who started who was Outkast with it first?
Organized Noise.
Yeah, who started that up? Who's that was, literally behind that?
Rico Sway.
That's right.
Rico, Sleepy Brown, and I forgot the other dude's name.
Okay.
Anyway, so this same suit dude is involved in NCAA case. He's on the paperwork as classified witness one. But the internet's figured out that it's the same suit guy because he was giving out free suits to the kids when they go to the draft in hopes that they will buy suits again from him. He's doing this through the financial advisor dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's already, and he's giving a kickback to these assistant coaches to do that. But then through that, he's also funneling the money from Adidas and other corporations through him. So it's a harder paper trail to get the cash to parents.
And now what you have on the other side of all that is the biggest scandal in NCAA history, where more people are going to go down for this.
And this is the beginning. As a recording time, Rick Pitino and the AD of Louisville, the first of councils. But this ain't the end of it, because the feds got in. And number one, I wonder why the feds got in for like $100,000. It's only like $200,000-$300,000.
Well, when the U.S. Attorney General says that this is going to be a nasty one, you know why the feds are involved in it? This is a RICO case.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, in the wire fraud.
Yeah, it's a RICO case. Yeah. Anytime RICO comes into play, it's the feds.
And they said, did you see the thing where they said that coaches need to call us? You need to call us.
They set up a hotline to get
these
cats.
You need to call us
to give these cats amnesty. Like, hey, if you know you was involved in this, don't let us bring it to you.
You need to call us.
Like my daddy always said, if it's bad news, bring it to me first. Don't let me find out about it second.
We can. How many coaches? What's the percentage of coaches that are knocking themselves out because they don't even know how deep it goes?
They're gonna have to pick up that number. They're gonna be calling my dad, telling him what's going on.
Hey, Terry Tarkini getting out of his grave though, calling like, hey man,
I'm sure I've gotten involved in this somehow.
And I'm dead.
But you know what though? The thing about it is there's kids decommitting from school because they've already got some high schoolers involved in this. I mean, this is gonna shake up a lot. And it ain't like Dada and Fila was here. This is Adidas and Nike. And exactly. I think Under Armour's got a little bit of play.
Well, they're trying to figure out if Under Armour's involved.
Yeah.
But at first it was just Adidas. Then they saw, Nike in on this paper too.
Adidas has been crooked forever, though.
Yeah, they became the number two brand.
Yeah, they passed Jordan up. And it ain't because of Kanye. Hey, can we talk about the Yeezys for a second?
Go ahead.
I don't understand them. I look at them. They look like slippers.
I know.
Why do we want those shoes? Like, I've seen them in person. I've seen them on the internet. I don't want that.
$350 shoes.
I don't want that. Those Air Mags are pretty dope.
No, Air Mags are super dope.
Those are dope. I've seen both versions. I've seen the ones with the auto lace-up and the ones that just have the light sole in it. There's two different versions.
Oh, I've seen the auto lace-up. I ain't seen the other one.
Yeah, there's another one. But those are dope. Yeah. Those cream, I know. I was about to call them something now. I can't say that word. Never mind. I was about to go too far.
Yeah, that was the
But they look. I don't get it. Anyway, though, back to shoe corruption. Yeah, this is crazy. They about to send the rifleman to jail for 80 years. Chuck Person about to get 80 years.
80 in them things.
80?
Oh, he ain't gonna get 80.
No.
Oh, no, because he's gonna be singing.
He gonna eat 20 of them, though.
You think he'll get 20? Oh no. I think they threatened him to catch with 80. He'll do a year or two and maybe even 6 months good time. Because you're not dealing with, you can't get me 80 and you ain't get Pablo Escobar crew.
If you give me 80 and I ain't killed nobody.
That's what I'm saying, no, and I'm not, that's what I'm saying. You can't give me 80 and I didn't defraud
How many
nobody.
Did they get Bernie Madoff?
Oh, he got like over 100.
But no, he defrauded like $1 billion though. You're damn right you should get 100 years. You should die. They should bring your roll your casket back in there and just have you in this jail cell.
You gotta do his weight from the jail
cell. Yeah, like, no, we gotta use your
body. Did you watch that movie about him on HBO?
No, oh, it was pretty crazy.
Oh, it was great.
I watched the American Greed episode.
Robert De Niro.
Oh, I can't watch that.
Robert De Niro and Michelle Pfeiffer. It's great. Trail of Lies or something like that. I can't remember.
I'm gonna peep that.
Exactly. Yeah. It was good.
But this whole thing with that is like with the see, this is the thing in NCAA. This could be the ending of the NCAA in some instances too, because I've already heard rumors before that colleges wanted to leave the NCAA period and to start their own league, where they can kind of do what they want to do.
NCAA is not really necessary.
That's why they saying like we giving y'all money for no reason,
mm-hmm.
and then y'all fucking up our money. mm-hmm. In essence, like oh yeah, we gonna put y'all on probation, but we pay y'all. That's why you never saw the top schools get fucked with. And then also with this crazy thing, the feds didn't let the NCAA even know they was doing this investigation. Because they knew if they told them, Louisville, a top 20 program? Oh, we're going to let Rick know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rick is hot. You might want to chill out. You may not want to sign that top 10 player that you're going to get for $100,000. You might want to, it's kind of hot. You may not want to do that.
Listen, man, there's
Let him go to Michigan State, where he was going to go, where he from.
Slick Rick is ready to go.
Oh, because he has the most immaculate. Has he gotten over the most of any NCAA basketball coach?
We're going to find out in the next few weeks. Because
I'm talking about just up to this point.
You never know who's going to pop up.
Because you got to think about it.
No, my man.
The dude got a chick pregnant and got his boy to marry her.
Well, yeah, Patino's up there. Steve Fish has got to be up there, too.
Dave Bliss has got to be number one, right?
Kelvin Sampson's up there.
No, Dave Bliss got to be one. He covered up, helped a dude cover up a murder.
Oh, college basketball coaches,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm talking college basketball.
I was going to say, because Art Briles might be.
Art Briles is up there, too.
Yeah.
Because he covered up a lot. Yeah. Damn, Baylor all fucked up. They got two coaches. They said, you know who's real scared right now? Scott Drew. Like, just off GP. He ain't did nothing.
For me, I sat there and I saw these things happen. I bet you Quinn Snyder sat up for a second. Like, whoa, I wonder how far back
they're going. No. He probably like, shit. Damn, I'm a pro coach, though. Like, he probably called the hotline.
Quinn Snyder went and did a bid over in Russia and coached for like 5 years. So
he's clean.
He's paid his penance.
It's 7 years of statute of limitations.
Well, I'm just waiting to see how Mizzou gets involved in this. Because they have to be. You can't have this much scandal and Mizzou doesn't get a piece of it.
Do you think Quazo is dirty like that?
I ain't saying anything about Quazo. It could have been anybody.
You're saying it could have been some
people. It's just going to be Mizzou.
No way that y'all were that bad and y'all was paying nobody.
Listen, they haven't. It depends on how far back they dig. They haven't always been bad.
Oh, because you said they might go back to Frank Haith, though. Y'all got put on Just Cause.
Mike Anderson?
But Mike didn't really... That was Frank that got y'all on investigation.
I'm telling you right now, you're talking about stuff that you know about already.
Right.
We're talking about stuff that you know about. These are things that are just being released now that are coming out.
But we kind of can see the Patino thing with the strippers and all that. That's just the easy one. You said that was the easy
4
one.
Days ago, were you looking at Chuck Person?
And thinking that he was running a
exactly.
multi-ringed...
Exactly. Hell no. It's going to be schools like Xavier that are popping up, you know, and
Dayton.
SMU. And, you
SMU
know.
Be like, God damn. Because they got put on... Larry Brown already got them on probation.
Right.
They couldn't go to the tournament with them. 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, right. they got probation.
SMU going to get the death penalty if they keep up. Like, forever.
No, like, y'all just don't have athletics, period.
Yeah, you're done. You can't even have tiddlywinks at this school.
Y'all can't even fit the...
Like, it's going to be... Like, the fact that it's Nike and Adidas, the two biggest schools that outfit college teams, this is huge. I mean, this is going to strip back to AAU programs are going to get beat up on the other half of this. This is crazy. But the bigger conversation is, it messes with what you see amateurism be, you know, and mm-hmm. what it is. And like that, is amateurism an outdated idea? You know, high school kids can go and get jobs. Can you pay them to play basketball? Like, there's a bigger...
That's a real question we really need to talk about.
There's a bigger thing. Yeah, to me, it's a bigger thing that's an ideological thing that you have to talk about, you know. But I don't know. But this is a hell of a thing. This is a thing where I can't remember any other point in my life. I'm going to move away from just this topic right here, though. Just because I don't think as many people know about it yet.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
We're at the very beginning.
Yeah,
We may have to update people for 5 minutes every episode because it's going to be some new shit.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot that comes out from this. But I just can't remember a time in my life where there's been more clusterfucks of... crazy situations and scenarios going on at once.
It's technology. That's crazy.
Like, well, and it's that, and there's also a whole bunch of counters and distractions being put out there while there's controversies are being used to pull people away from other controversies right now.
Right. Like Kevin Hart is sitting there like, come on, NCAA.
Kevin Hart picked the absolute best time. Like Aaron Hernandez, it came out that this dude might have been, he might have been like, had the brain of like the Joker, but it's like, it got swept away.
But the Joker is 70.
Yeah, exactly. Like
that's been seasoned.
It's got swept away. Like there's so many things happening, it's impossible to like cover like all of them right now. Like Greg Popovich went off on white people as a race. Like as an entire thing. JJ Redick came out, went off on white people as a race. Like all these things are happening. Like you have white people turning against white people right now, which is something that is usually enjoyed, which is savored that happens. But we don't have time to pay attention to it because there's so much other fuckery that's going on at one time. Like there is a raging level of fuckery going on right now. Like Yo Gotti just shot Young Dolph.
At an upscale hotel.
But like we don't have time to address that though. We don't have time to address that right now though, because there's so much going on. Like this is an overload of scenarios.
Yeah, you're right, man.
That's the name of this episode. An overload of scenarios.
Dude, because
it's like Game of Thrones right now. This life feels like Game of Thrones.
Like you got the whole like it's just crazy shit, man. Like you said, like it's the time. This is the time you're gonna come out with some shit. Come out with a press release right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Put it, come out and be like, oh yeah, I got like 5 girlfriends and 6 baby mamas.
Right. You could do it.
And be like, people are like, damn, that's fucked up, like 2 days until Rick Pitino come out and say he had 5 abortions on the side. But like, what?
It's gonna be somebody ridiculous is gonna come out of nowhere. Like,
oh, I think it's gonna be somebody we have never suspected in NCAA like that.
I'm putting that on the table. I'll come back to that. I need to know more about that myself.
Would you be before we move into our
Coach K?
Coach K. What about okay?
Coach K got prostitutes in the streets. It's like that's gonna come out.
And you see a hat, and he got a pimp hat on and stuff. And
like Jim Calhoun came back earlier today to coach a D3. Like,
what,
look at that.
Back?
Yeah, you see that? You didn't know about that. Like, that's happening out here.
That's stuff I should know about.
Exactly, but there's so much crazy shit going on, you don't have the time to pay attention to it. Florida State fell out the top 25 after being number 3 a month ago.
And it hasn't won a game.
We don't have time to focus on that, though.
Hold on, Jim Calhoun was like, yo.
Jim Calhoun
was
like...
No, he was like, what is the best time for me to come coach?
Jim Calhoun is like 78 years old. Like, the stuff that's happening right now, like, makes the Jim Tressel saga look like kids play.
And you know who's going to get a job in a minute? Jim Tressel, probably.
Jim Tressel
is... How many years he got just cause on his thing?
Jim Tressel ain't... Jim Tressel's getting paid good money.
At Youngstown State, he's the AD.
No, he is the president of the university.
I thought he's the AD.
No, he got a promotion. He is the president of the university.
He ain't going back to
coaching. He ain't coaching no more. He's good.
Oh, wow.
He's straight.
Yeah, okay. Man, you know who's shaking any boots to? Kelvin Sampson, though. He just like... Hold on. Is this Indiana, Oklahoma... he just start naming off schools. Indiana, Oklahoma, Houston. Which one we talking about that I was supposed to have done something at?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all already got me on Indiana, Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, right.
So those don't count.
He gonna have prostitutes in the streets too. Like they gonna send Luke Cage after him.
After Kelvin Sampson.
He gonna be Cottonmouth.
He still got.
Like, didn't a brother just win the Emmy for the best actor on TV?
Yeah.
We ain't had time to talk about that. There's too much going on.
Alden Brown.
There's too much going
Sterling
on.
Sterling K. Brown.
There's too much happening.
Damn. Bernie Casey just died. We can't even talk about that.
There's no time to talk about it. There is too much happening.
Oh, man. You can't die right now either, though. Like, ain't nobody.
Bobby Heenan died. Bobby the Brain Heenan died. Ric Flair came out and said he slept with 10,000 women.
He did.
We don't have time to talk about it.
And he said he slept with Halle Berry.
We don't have time to talk about it. We don't have any time to talk about this. Khloe Kardashian just knocked up Tristan Thompson. And I'm saying it's staying that way.
Exactly.
That is the way that it... That is the order that it happened in.
And her sister's knocked up by Travis Scott.
Yes. Her sister gets knocked up. Khloe Kardashian knocks up men. That's the difference right there.
And then Kim and Kanye having a kid with Sarah.
And Kanye gained 87 pounds.
He has?
Yes.
See, I don't know that.
We don't have time to talk about it. We don't have time to address all of these things. We could record 8 shows tonight. We don't have time to address everything. Damn. We don't. Man. Have you seen Beyonce's titties recently?
They look immaculate.
We don't have time.
Have you seen Rihanna's lately?
We don't have time. Dude. Rihanna just took out a patent on making some alcohol.
That's a gangster move. But we don't have time to talk
about this. We don't have time to talk about this.
All right, let's get into these top 10 scariest things in black people. Our brother gave us a good one we need to throw in there. Drunk white woman. Flirtatious white woman. That's got to be in there.
Yeah, for sure. I was trying to put a few of them together to get started, ball rolling. So let's go back and forth. You can go first. Yeah. You go first.
Let me pull mine up. My first one was a knock. It's on Saturday at the door on Saturday morning.
You could explain.
Jehovah's Witness.
Okay.
Everybody in the whole crib leaning out the door looking. They sitting there with those tower. What is it called? The tower or pillar? Little leaflets. Mm-hmm. Shut up. I was changing my tire 2 weeks ago, at an Amoco or BP, and a woman changing my tire comes over and gives me a tower call or whatever it is. Like, it's literally interrupting me. I'm literally sitting there getting my dress shirt dirty and everything.
And you couldn't run.
And she was like, she's talking to me like, yeah, do you believe in Jesus? I'm like, God dang, man. And it's an older woman. I'm respecting her. And I'm like, I'm looking at her like, man, but I'm obviously here trying to change this tire up. And you see, I'm trying to get to work because it's 8:30 in the morning, you know, that I'm trying to do something. She's like, well, I know you're busy. She kept saying, I know you're busy, but you're still talking. And then it's like, well, I'm just going to leave this here with you and put it on top of my trunk. And tapped it, too, like it was going to stick there a little bit longer. Like, oh, it's right here. I let a car blow that mug off so fast. Coming by, didn't even think about it. But that's my first one.
Okay, that's fair. Because I hear that. When you hear that knock on your door.
It's Saturday morning. Saturday morning strip.
Yeah.
And also, you know, the time is messed up because your mom, as soon as that knock happened, you want to start cleaning up too. Because you're like, damn, man. And now mom up. Now I gotta start cleaning up. Not necessarily cleaning time. So it's a double entendre with that. So I'm going with that.
Okay. So for me, the first one that I have here is cars with that mirror on the side that used to be a police car. When you see that coming up behind you, you see that big body, that long big body with that mirror on the side. Yeah, that Crown Vic. That Crown Vic and still got the little reflective decals on the side, but they took them off at the auction before they got it. Listen, when you buy a car, you take that light
off.
What the hell is that? Why do you have that on the car still? That's the worst. It's disrespectful. It causes unnecessary paranoia. And even if you live in clean and your life is in order, you see that coming up behind you, you're like, the narcos or the detectives behind me or something.
Sitting on me.
Yeah. Yeah. That bothers me. I hate that. When I see that coming, and then it's just some dude in that thing listening to Trick Daddy, and I'll be like, man, you know better than this. You know better than this. If you a brother driving around in one of them cars, you know better than to be operating like this. That is definitely has to be on the list of things that scare black people the most.
that's a good one, man. And you know what? I wonder if the Jehovah's Witness thing is for white people. Because there's more Jehovah's Witnesses than are white.
They're more accommodating than us, though.
Oh, you seen that? They're white. Okay. So yeah. Okay. Because I was just wondering, like, that ain't just a black thing. But we get annoyed by it more. Even though we're the most religious group of people. Which is funny. Next up, this one is a little bit more newer age, but back in my backsliding days, when you used to see a girl that tried to holler at you on Facebook, and then you realize that she knows somebody used to holler at already, and then you see them in a picture with them on their top page, on top of their page.
Wait.
So like it was like a chick was like, hey, what's up? Ooh, and you're like, oh, ooh, and then you look at their page and you're like, no. And it's like a whole bunch of pictures and they kick it. It's like, I want to give a shout out to my homegirl, Corinne. And you like
you've hollered at
Corinne. And she's like,
But wait a minute, which one of these girls do you holler at yourself?
The one that the send your friend request and y'all talking in the little inbox. But they maybe went to college somewhere at Tennessee State.
Okay.
And you like, oh, snap.
And she friends with your girl?
Your chick used to kick it real hard. And you didn't know because this girl lived out of town or something. And you didn't know. But you like, damn.
But you can still holler at her.
No, that's like, they homie, her homie.
Oh.
But you just never met her.
Oh.
That's what I said, it's a new age when you go to the Facebook page and you like, dang.
Yeah.
Or back in my creeping days, back in the 2000s, and used to be like, oh, I'm going to holler at that. And then you see the big friends like, God damn, can't holler at her. She know the chick I'm messing with.
I hear that.
That's a new age one. That's the kind of our young Thundercats. I know that y'all feel that.
That's a complication. Yeah. I get that. My next one is getting a call from a number you don't recognize. And you sit there and you look at it for a second and you be like, who is that?
Is it worse if it's your area code or out of town area code though?
It's all the same.
I think it's worse when it's like local. Cause you like, they might really know me. Like, but what is this?
Yeah, I get that. But we sit there and we look, and you immediately, it's like, who I owe some money to? Or, who calling me right now? I'm sitting here with my girl. Why you calling me right now? You should know better. It's too late for all that.
So it's a double
thing. Oh, it's too early for all that.
Or it could be another woman.
Yeah, and you could be like, I ain't even hollering at no bitches.
And you start being like, damn, man, who was fucking up my shit right now?
I ain't even hollering at no bitches, though.
Yeah, like, I didn't do nothing. And you start sounding like Kelvin Sampson. Like,
you convince yourself that you are completely guilty of this.
You like, damn, man, I did hit that girl up in the inbox like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her to call me if she came in town again. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. That is a good one. I think it went back into the thing. All right. This one is for all the people with kids out here. When your kid is, then this is not even a black thing though, but when your kid is standing in the door and you have sleep and they look like they're bigger than what they are and you're scared as shit. And like 3 or 4 in the morning. And all they say, and then they saying your government name. Daryl, you want to play video games? My daughter notorious. I mean, she'll stand in the doorway, and you like your eyes shake. So your eyes are squinting, so the figures are bigger than. It's like having a mirror in your car. The objects are bigger than they seem. Mm-hmm. So she seemed like she's 7 foot tall, asking me, "We gonna go play video games?"
Okay.
There you go. Or as one of my friends, his daughter came in on his wife giving him head.
Oh.
Yeah, 7 oh. came in on that.
Oh.
He said he don't know what she saw or not because his wife was up under the blanket, but still.
Mm-hmm.
And he said their kids were treating them differently.
And that's
like the she didn't report it to the other kids, like, they doing something nasty in there.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So your kid's walking up on you in messed up situations.
Your kid's ruining some situations for you. Yeah. All right, my next one is a very important one that hits us all. Number 6 for me is being ashy and not knowing it.
Mm.
Like, you out and you think you all good. You get out the house, you done checked everything, you together, and then you get there and you be like, damn.
And it happens to you mostly in the winter. That's when it gets you in the wintertime.
But you be like, damn. You look down to pick up a drink. Or get ready to pay for something, you reach in your pocket.
And it's all crushed inside of your fingers.
But what you do is you reach in your pocket to pull something out, and then that pocket scrape against the back of your hand, and then your hand be ashy as hell on the back.
And you're like, man.
And then, like, for me, I look at that and I'll be like, I feel like ash spreads. Like, once you get a little ashy, you could be ashy like anywhere. So, yeah, right. Then you look down, it's like eczema. You look down and then you got ash on your elbow. Like, I know I put some lotion on that elbow, but once one part of you gets ashy, the rest of you could too. That's ash. Ashiness will frighten black people into more irrational feats of trying to find lotion no matter what the cause is. You'll see cats like on the slide trying to like make a joke and laugh and like, oh, you a fool, put that hand in front of their face and lick that little corner of their hand and then like rub them hands together.
Yeah, try to get a little saliva.
Yeah, and try to get it on there, knowing you're gonna be ashy in another 15 minutes if you do that.
Get to the bathroom maybe and wash your hands.
Like, the way you can do that is you can get a drink and hold the drink, let the drink sweat, and then your hand will just stay wet.
And you get it because you just go back on the drink and kind of get that soap, that moisture up.
Yeah. Yeah, but being ashy, ashy bothers people, man. Being ashy bothers people in a big way.
Yeah, so I got, when someone in any facility says, "Oh my mama, cuz."
Oh no. No. Yeah. I'm looking.
"Oh my mama, cuz." Mm-hmm. Or if they yell out they sit, "On Farland, cuz." Mm-mm. Mm-mm. They own the fo-fo. Mm-mm. And they name out their mother, the block they belong to. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Or the set or block they belong to. I'm scared. Mm-hmm. Immediately scared. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, I don't care. I could be at Normandy Golf Club. And if somebody say, "Oh, my mama," I'm looking around to make sure that he's just telling a story.
Right.
About something happening. He's serious that it happened.
No, yeah, I hear
that. That it's not an altercation for it happening.
No, I hear. I hear that. I hear
that's, I'm definitely, I know anybody who's scared of that.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, I know that. Mama. Oh, I know that for sure. Let me see. What else do I got here? I'm going to go with multiple missed calls.
That's like he said, mm-hmm. for different numbers of family members.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No. Not just that. I'm just talking about when you're getting a bunch of missed calls and then you wake up and you be like, "Oh, what the hell happened?
Hey, somebody to die. Somebody need some money."
Right. Somebody's calling me into work. Like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck did happen? Or if you get a text message and you just see that little text message bubble sitting there and you be like, "Oh, no."
But because you got the block on your phone, so you only see their name and you don't necessarily see the message. You like, and especially if you already got something going on with that person, male or female, like you've been discussing, so you're like, "Fuck."
Mm-hmm.
"What the fuck they talking about?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The text message bubble, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
The indiscreet one that you can't see for real.
Yeah, and you'd be like, "What the hell is going on right now? Like, why is that happening? Why is any of this happening?" You know what? There's one that I think we have to get to. Did you have another one?
I guess I'm out.
All right, the next one I've got is somebody taking off running.
Oh yeah.
If I see anybody run anywhere, I'm running.
Yeah.
I'm at least doing that hustle walk.
Yeah.
Like where you start walking and your arms move a little quick, and then you kind of look back and you start moving a little quick.
Like you move a little bit faster and faster to try to like.
Yeah, or at least you do that stop where you duck down, look like you get ready to do an African African performance dance, and you duck down and you look both sides like all of a sudden you became Ricky Henderson, like you about to just take off. Yeah.
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 That's a.
Yeah.
That's a ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Somebody taking off running, gotta be in there.
I got one that's maybe controversial though. When this is for a general black person, they go to the bar and they ask for Hennessy and they say they ain't got no more. We out of Hennessy. We still looking for a white person drinking Hennessy.
Yeah, that's the unicorn.
Yeah.
That's the unicorn of this program.
Yeah.
I've asked no less than 20 people. Since have that first came it? Up,
me
and nobody's
too, and like, no.
Nobody's
even my white friends.
Yes, I've asked white people, and they're like, "No, I don't drink that." They're like, "No, no." Now I did ask a white dude that was smoking a Black and Mild that one time.
I've seen white people smoke.
And he said, "No," he said, "No, I don't drink."
Damn, that. The white guy that didn't smoke Black and Mild. He's your gateway to find out other people that do. Even if he doesn't, he knows it's like a connection. Like, yeah. Well, I do know somebody else.
He's
that in.
He's like my black friend. He's like the black friend to me is a white guy that smokes. It smokes Black and Milds. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the same.
But it's some. Man, the Hennessy. Is that we? Y'all got Hennessy?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, we ain't got Hennessy. Ooh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dang. Then they start running through stuff with. What's the next one that they would ask? Dang, if you ain't got Hennessy, you got Cavassier. That's next, right?
Cavassier, Remy.
Remy's next, then Cavassier.
Yeah, Remy, Cavassier. Yeah, you're kind of getting close at that point.
Yeah.
Strictly black. I've seen white people drink Remy, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what Leroy is going to ask for after. He's going to ask for Remy next, probably.
Another thing that black people are afraid of, running into your black friends if you're out with a white woman.
Have you ever caught somebody?
And it might not even be. It might not even be a play like that. No. Like, I've been out with some coworkers before.
And you still like.
And you be like.
Hey, man. You give them the look like.
This is my coworker. You've never described who anybody is quicker than that. If you run into a group of black women and you are with a white woman who just might be your coworker.
Like, now, maybe. This is Amy. She works with me and everything.
Immediately. You say, I work with her. This is Amy. You switch it around. The first thing you say is how you know her. You ain't even said her name yet.
This is my work. This is my coworker, Amy.
This is Kaylee. I work together. This is Kaylee. Like, what the hell?
And they be like, you work together.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen another brother out that you know with a white girl and they try to dip out on you?
You try to get out the side door.
Yeah, they try to hit the side door on you. Mm-hmm. Especially if you came with a group of black people and then like maybe you're the only one to see it because you at the front of the, utility man, you're usually in the front trying to figure out what's going on, what we gonna do. So you're gonna see everybody in there before everybody dip off. And or they try to dip off and lean back into the corner a little bit like, damn, mm-hmm. We gonna go upstairs. We gonna go upstairs at the Star Bar.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be up there for a minute. And matter of fact, you know what? Let me go to the bathroom. I'll just meet you outside. Or, you know what? I'm gonna pull the car up. You know, and actually go meet me on the side. Meet me on the side and everything, though, because I don't want you to get caught up in that traffic at the front and everything. I'm trying to be a gentleman and stuff. So just go on the side. I'm gonna scoop you and we can roll right out.
Well, another thing that puts fear into the heart of black men in particular. Mm-hmm. Is when somebody step on the back of your shoe and you don't want to look back, like you got some fresh J's on.
Cause you don't even want to look to see what.
And somebody step on that little white part of your soul and you just be like, you just clench up like, oh.
You get that lemon booty.
Oh, you're like, oh.
And you don't want to look back cause you just like, you know it's damaged, it's done.
You done tore up my shoe. Half the time there'll be nothing wrong with it either.
No.
There ain't nothing wrong with your shoe, but you just had that immediate, it's like somebody slapped you across your back with a with a cat of nine tails and you just like, ooh.
Ah. And you don't want to look in the mirror at it like, mm-hmm.
You'd be tight as hell like, ah.
I can't do it.
Somebody stepped on the back of my kicks.
God damn, man. God damn.
Right. Like, and then cats just be tight as hell. They be life than flash before their eyes as soon as you feel somebody step on that shoe.
Oh, man. That's funny, though, man. My uncle texted in. He was just saying that, well, we thought Donald Trump wouldn't be the president. That'd be something that black people would have feared in general, too. But that happened, so.
Yeah, that actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually happened. Another thing is sneezing while you getting a lining. Oh!
Oh,
he'd be,
no.
He's yes. Like, oh!
And that's so easy because it's hair around and everywhere. It's so easy for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Losing a hairline. What about that for a black man?
You see, brothers can go bald.
Yeah, but we clown you hard enough for losing the hairline in the black community, though.
LeBron James wasn't even... Like, Michael Jordan started losing that hair, and he got out of there.
Yeah, Mike started losing it pretty early in his career.
Yeah. Mike never got to the point where... There's no pictures of Mike balding, though. Like, Mike
no,
just
Mike
came...
Said this
Mike just came back in 87, in 88, and was like, nope.
Yeah, he just made an executive decision over the summer and was like, I ain't going back in October with the training camp with no... Kovatis.
Mm-hmm. No, Michael Jordan
wasn't
doing
that. I'm just going to go ahead.
Michael Jordan was not doing that. Mm-mm. Nope. No.
Man, would you believe Michael Jordan in this time with social media, man?
I don't even know how Mike would.
Mike is petty as fuck. Also, even more fuel to the fire, 50 Cent up here still hating on Irv Gotti. On his new rated TV show.
There's a few more things. We went past 10, but there's a lot
That's
of things.
That, yeah, go ahead.
Eating at white folks' barbecues.
Oh.
You be hella stressed before you go because you know you're probably going to be hungry because you ain't going to want to eat nothing.
Yeah. Eating white folks' food at the job potluck, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that, like, dang, man, I ain't going to like this casserole shit.
Now, I'm gonna put an addendum to this, though, because if you go to certain parts of the South...
It depends on the white people.
Yeah, you might run into some white folks that'll bring some over-the-top stuff, too, like some really good brisket.
Yeah.
You know, something you'd be like, damn.
You didn't surprise me. Shit.
Damn, just don't ever bring pies or potato salad. Don't ever do that.
Don't
ever do that. But otherwise,
and man, don't, and if you come to mind, don't ask who made it.
You doing your thing. You doing your thing.
Don't ask who made it.
Another thing that scares black folks, and they be tight for a second there, but they try to play it off, is when you get in your spades hand dealt.
Ooh. This, you just don't know what it's gonna be.
Cats be sitting there like they getting their credit score read to them, like rub the cards on the table.
Yeah, like it's gonna change up the whole scenario.
They rub the cards on the table. Some cats is trying to flip the deck so they don't deal something. Like, oh, that's a hot one. I'm gonna put that on the bottom. You done put a three of diamonds on the bottom for yourself at the end of the
dealing. And then there's always one jerk that's dealing, that's flipping everybody's cards every five cards, flipping one of them. Mm-hmm. So everybody, oh, we gonna break this ice. Everybody gonna see this last one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here we go.
Yeah, getting dealt a bad spades hand is up there.
Yeah, that's a good one. Getting dealt a bad. Are we in the poker yet to say that? Because black people get into poker. I guess we don't have it again. Even though one of the best poker players of all time is black.
Yeah.
Which he's a great. Have you heard of 30-30 on him?
Yeah.
That shit's hilarious and great. I read a whole another article on was it The Undefeated? I think I read it on or Grantland. I can't remember which one it was, but it was breaking down his whole career in life. Remarkable, just remarkable. He just goes to the Philippines for like 4 months and makes like $40 million type shit.
Might as well.
And then he says people pay them to come because they want to say that he was at the casino playing poker because he's one of the top five poker players ever.
Yeah,
like that's. And he started out with 20 grand that he got from a dude from a loan that was trying to basically, he was trying to basically make a, like a stable, evil stable of poker players up under him. And homeboy flipped that money and gave him 40 back and then became the man.
Well, we got anything else that we're worried about?
Yeah, man. I'm worried about what's going to happen this next week.
Bugs or...
I think that bugs up and down because you can be in the South and people ain't scared of shit like that.
Yeah, girls are scared of bugs. Yeah, that's not ones in the South.
Yeah, that's a.
I think that point about white women is a sterling, sterling example of something. You should more brothers
but
should
black
be.
Black women is getting their weave wet.
More black women don't like getting their hair wet, like at all. They ain't for that. They not for that. I'm kind of scared of white people getting wet. They smell canine-ish.
Oh, no, don't go there. Don't go there.
Like, uh-oh, it's raining. Get inside. I'm running inside, so I don't have to smell what's going on outside.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, gotta go.
Oh, that's a deep cut. That's a deep cut right there.
Time to go. There's so many things that we didn't have time. There's so many things going on out here.
What'd you say you want to call us up?
Twitter.
Too many scenarios.
We don't have time for that.
We don't have time for don't have time.
Too many scenarios. We don't have time for all that. Twitter done went up to 280 characters.
It has? When did that happen?
We don't have time.
When did that happen, though?
Today.
Damn.
But we don't have time. We don't have time to even talk about what that can mean. It's going to ruin Twitter.
You think so?
Yeah. You should have to be quick on your feet on Twitter. You should have to be able to make a quick point, small statement. Now you're going to be getting close to them long-ass Facebook statuses that your uncle be writing, and you be like, man, can you stop doing this?
Yeah, you're getting press releases on your Facebook page.
Right.
Damn. I'm about to hunt two. How many now?
280. They just doubled
it. Oh, so they doubled it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I usually can say, and usually I may do a second one, maybe, just to get an extra 50 characters off, but not 280. Damn. Have people been hype about it off at Twitter?
Hey, one thing we didn't talk about, though, that I think is we need to talk about briefly, and we can get into this later on. What is this beard group on Facebook?
Oh, let's talk about that. That is a good. That is something we do. He's got 1.1 million members of this group. It's basically a beard appreciation group. The dude has a website for grooming products for beards.
Mm-hmm.
So he just started one to try to just like, oh, I'm just going to try to promote my business. Start a group to appreciation of beards. Women got into the group, and then it just started becoming chaos. And now the dudes supposedly started a dating site for dudes with beards.
Mm-hmm.
Off of this group that all these women been in that's been appreciating beards. I have declined to even be in it. I'm a married man. There's no reason for me to be in there. Because that's when you get the backslide. That's like going to the crack house, and you're a former crack addict.
I don't know anything about this. I haven't seen the group. I don't want
to. I don't even want to see it. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to see it. I don't know. I'm a former. I'm a recovered. As they say, like, you're always an addict. I'm always an addict. So I don't go to the crack
house. I just imagine it being a group full of women and superstars, and they're just running circles around each other. And
just regular dudes like me and you putting beers in there. And they, Dom, shout out to Dom Boyce, your frat brother. He said he just put one pitch in there and got 75 firm requests.
No. Absolutely not.
Like what? And he said, and then he said, not the fake ones.
No. I'm not, no. No, I don't need that in my life.
Shout out to Adrian. Do you remember when Adrian was in Essence Magazine?
Yes.
Yes. And he got, hey, this is before the internet blew, so this is like 2008. He got handwritten letters to him when he was in Essence Magazine for when the Do-Right Brothers of the Year. Shout out to my superstar Adrian.
If there's ever been,
hey man, and he had 192 emails.
If there's ever been a crock of bullshit,
Do Right Brothers. You can Google it. Everybody puts in Adrian Do Right Brothers. You can find it. It's online.
I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it.
And shout out to Ravens. Ravens the one that nominated them.
That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
Ravens the one that nominated them.
That's some bullshit on her
Raven
part.
Raven that's on our podcast, Game of Thrones podcast. And
that's some bullshit on her part. That's some bullshit on his part. That's some bullshit on the publisher's part.
Oh, Essence Magazine's
part. I'm calling everybody out involved in this thing. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit, and that's some bullshit.
Yo, that shit was hilarious. I remember we rolled that one with our promotions company to the hilt, though, boy. I was like, we was out here promoting it with, like, he was the guest, the SS Magazine's own Do Right Brother.
No.
Adrian Sadler.
No. No. No, no.
Oh, man, dude, that was so great.
No, I don't.
He was like, yo, he was like, he said it was so many ugly chicks shooting they shot, though, he said. He said it was only 10% that were attractive to him, at least.
Well,
it's also him, so it's probably normally 20%.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that's still a lot out of 150 to 200 emails he got, and then he got like 50 to 60 handwritten letters. Because they sent them to Essence, then Essence sent the letters to him, and emails as well. But no, I think he had like some kind of Essence email box, and then it automatically was sent to his personal email.
That is incredible.
Dude.
I don't That's the end of the show.
That's the way we end the show.
I don't have anything
Adrian
else to say.
Adrian Wright, Do Right Brother.
No. No. I want him to get a big-ass bad boy jersey with that on the back.
You know what? We might need to get him a jersey with Do Right Brother on the back.
And present it to him.
A Cubs jersey, because he's a Cubs fan, too.
And, like, bring him and, like, have it go up to, like...
to like, the Raptors.
Yeah, like, have it go up to the ceiling Club 7.
No, it'd have been XO. It'd have been around the XO.
Oh, yeah.
It'd have been in between XO's opening up around that time period. But that is hilarious, man. But thank y'all for listening. Email us, straightolc@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter.
Hey, tell us and send us of all the topics that we discussed here. The ones we didn't have time to. Send us the ones that we need to make time.
Yeah, like what is the one that you've been paired to?
What are some things that, there's so many things going on. We don't have time. We just don't have time. We can't get to all of them. We don't have time. I want to hear what we need to make time for.
We got too much going on in these streets. It's a lot, people. So, like I said, Straight OLC on the Twitter, Straight Outlawcast fan page. We appreciate it as always. Peace.